Iran, 40 years after victory of Islamic revolution. In the name of God. When the U.S. President Donald Trump announced Al-Quds as the capital of the usurper Israeli regime, the Islamic Republic, in an extraordinary session of Organization of Islamic Cooperation, called for formation of an expertise group composed of legal, political, and economic specialists of the member states to closely examine and compile the mechanisms for countering the illegal decision of the U.S. government to transfer its embassy from Tel Aviv to Al-Quds. The Islamic Republic of Iran believes in a few principles with regard to the issue of Quds. Firstly, Palestinians are the real owners of the land of Palestine, and no fake alternative or identity can change this reality. Secondly, the international duty and responsibility should be done in exposing the goals of the U.S. and the Zionist plot for complete occupation of Al-Quds. Thirdly, we believe in the definitiveness of the rights of the Palestinian nation. The Palestinian people have never accepted to compromise with the occupiers to liberate their land. Today, too, they have stood against the occupiers more decisively than ever, although some of the Arab regimes have approved the Zionist regime's occupation and usurpation of the Palestinian territories through formation of alliances and signing up accords with the regime. Ayatollah Khamenei said, "Now the Americans have named their devilish policy on Palestine as deal of the century, but they must know that with the divine grace, this deal of the century will never materialize, and to the chagrin of the U.S. statesmen, the issue of Palestine will not be forgotten, and Al-Quds will remain the capital of Palestine." The leader added, "Of course, some of the Islamic governments, which have no belief in Islam, have become the scapegoats of the Americans due to stupidity, ignorance, and worldly desires. But with the divine help, the Islamic Ummah and the Palestinian nation will triumph over the enemies, and you'll see that the root of the fabricated Zionist regime will be eradicated from the land of Palestine." The fact of the matter is that the Palestinian nation faces a historical oppression as the usurper and child killer regime in Tel Aviv, with the support of the U.S., has turned into an anti-human cancerous tumor. In such circumstances, the international community, including the United Nations and international legal institutions, which assume the heavy responsibility of defending the innocent Palestinian nation, should fulfill their duties. But the record of their performance shows that they haven't adhered to their mission and been always danced to the tune of the world powers, especially the U.S. A simple glance at the conditions in the world indicates that the culture of resistance is expanding and impacting the global developments. Iran's defense minister, Brigadier General Amir Hatami, in a speech stressed that the authorities of the occupying and repressive Zionist regime have well understood that in spite of superficial successes in expansionism till 1979, they haven't been victorious in any war since the victory of the Islamic Revolution in 1979, and they have been declining in achieving their illegitimate objectives. And this trend will continue in future too, and their definite fate is what the leader has said. What has caused the defeats of this regime has been the lofty thought and ideal of the Islamic Revolution, and the current of resistance has followed this thought. Dear listeners, you are tuned to IRIB English Radio, and this is Iran 40 years after victory of the Islamic Revolution. The United States and a few Western regimes which claim to defend democracy are real hypocrites and imposters, as they support the most primitive and undemocratic regimes in West Asia, such as Bahrain and Saudi regimes, which have never experienced election. History has proved that the crimes of Israel against the Palestinian nation, which began since the very day of illegitimate birth of this regime, will not end except through resistance and perseverance. Abdul Bari Atwan, famous Arab analyst, says on the demonstrators in Gaza who are shot dead by the Israeli criminals, "They were unarmed people who had hoisted their flags and gone to the border. There was only a fence between them and the Israelis. The Israelis used long-range guns, but the Western media described this issue as violent rallies. Did the Palestinians have guns? Did they have explosives? This is indescribable. The measures of the Western media are a sort of demonizing every event. They have hidden the reality. The rights of the oppressed nations have been trampled upon for years, and this oppression is not limited to Palestine. Criminal regimes have resorted to the tools like annulment of nationality whenever they see a protest. This, while Article 15 of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights is based on the principle of nationality right. This declaration, which has been accepted by Western regimes masquerading as defenders of human rights, stresses that no one can be deprived of his nationality. Nevertheless, the repressive tyrannical regimes like Ali Khalifa in Bahrain, with full support of the US and Saudi regime, deprive their opponents of their nationality, while there is no cry of human rights by Westerners. The Islamic Republic of Iran is vehemently opposed to such hypocritical conduct and keeps condemning it. The support for oppressed and downtrodden nations has been internalized in the Islamic Republic system. In the next episode, we will further discuss this issue.